All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, it's that time of the year as the Final Four of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament is upon us, and it's the Michigan State Spartans, Duke Blue Devils, Wisconsin Badgers, and Kentucky Wildcats, who are the four teams that have survived from the field of 68 when the NCAA tournament began. Now, this year, I was able to get all four of my Final Four picks to Indianapolis. I really felt that Michigan State, as always, is a battle-tested team under head coach Tom Izzo, and that was once again the case as the Spartans won the East region. The Duke Blue Devils, I felt, were the best team out of the South region, and they lived up to that. The Kentucky Wildcats had a big scare in the Midwest regional final against Notre Dame, but Kentucky was up for the challenge. And Wisconsin, well, what can you say? They went out west and they held off a very game Arizona Wildcats team in the West regional final for the second consecutive year. Now, I'm going to look at the first game, and you look at the Michigan State Spartans taking on the Duke Blue Devils. This is not the first time that Michigan State and Duke have met in the Final Four. You go back to 1999 when both teams were one seed and they met down at Tropicana Field in Tampa, Florida. But this time Duke is a one seed while the Spartans are the seven seed. But I tell you this, this game is in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. This is going to be a big time road game for the Duke Blue Devils in spite of the fact that they are the lower seed. Now you look at Mike Krzyzewski, the head coach for Duke, and of course Tom Izzo for Michigan State. Their teams consistently go at it aside from the 1999 NCAA tournament. You also look at the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and generally just about every year, Michigan State takes on Duke. But under Coach K, Duke has gotten the better hand of Michigan State. But you look at this Michigan State team, and as always, they are a battle-tested and tough bunch under head coach Tom Izzo. And you look at their big three guys, you look at Travis Trice, Denzel Valentine, and Brandon Dawson. And of course, for Michigan State to come out here and get the victory, all three of those guys are going to have to step up big. But then, of course, you have the big guy for Duke, more than likely the first overall pick in this spring's NBA draft. I'm talking about Jahlil Okafor, who is a freshman of the year, and he's averaging nearly 18 points and 9 rebounds per contest. And behind him, you have Quinn Cook and Justice Winslow. Make no mistake about it, Okafor is the most skilled big man that Michigan State has faced and they will face during this NCAA tournament up to this point. Now, this game is going to come down to the pace. Michigan State likes to play in the 50s and 60s. Duke wants to speed it up and get it in the 70s and potentially the 80s. You're going to see some momentum swings in this game. You're going to see some runs in this game. And it's going to be a tough game from two tough teams and two tough Hall of Fame coaches. And I'm going to take Duke to squeak by Sparty in this one by the score of 76-60. Now, you look at the nightcap, and of course, it's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Kentucky Wildcats. And just like Wisconsin beat Arizona last year in the West Regional Final, they would lose to Kentucky in the National Semifinal at the Final Four. They are hopeful that things will be different this time around. Now, coming into the NCAA tournament, of course, Kentucky was undefeated, and obviously they still are if they're playing in the Final Four. But it's a situation where a lot of people looked at Wisconsin as a team that could beat Kentucky. And a lot of that starts with their big man, Frank Kaminsky. He's a guy that can stretch the floor with his deep shooting. He can get rebounds as well. And he is a back-to-the-basket guy. And more than likely, he'll be the player of the year in college basketball as he's averaging nearly 19 points per game and 8 rebounds. You also look at Sam Decker on this Wisconsin Badgers club. And then on top of that, Trayvon Jackson can be a wild card because this is a guy that missed a big portion of the season with a foot injury, and he came back late in the NCAA tournament, and that can be an X factor for Bo Ryan and his squad. But then you look at this Kentucky team, and it's the depth that head basketball coach John Calipari has down there at Lexington, and it starts with the Harrison twins, Aaron and Andrew. Then, of course, you have the big men, Karl-Anthony Towns and Willie Cauley Stein, along with Devin Booker, just to name a few. And I think what Calipari is going to try to do, he's going to try to throw as many big bodies as possible at Mr. Kaminsky. Try to give him different looks, try to wear him down, and try to get him off of his game. Now, we've seen it at points in this tournament where Kaminsky has not been at his best as far as scoring, and I think that's something that Calipari is going to look to expose in this game. Now, if you're Wisconsin and Bo Ryan, you know that Kentucky escaped Notre Dame by the hair on their chinny chin chin in the Midwest Regional Final, and you want to try to take advantage of that if you are Wisconsin. But at the same time, you look at Kentucky, you look at Calipari, and I guarantee you the fact that they were only able to get past Notre Dame by 2 points, Calipari has his team's attention, and Kentucky knows that they are 80 basketball minutes away from being something very special as they are looking to become the first men's basketball team since the Indiana Hoosiers in 1976 to finish an entire college basketball season undefeated. I think this is going to be a great game, but in the final 2.5 to 3 minutes, the Wildcats pull away and get the Monday night, and I'm going to take them over Wisconsin by the score of 84 to 74. So, folks, there's plenty to look forward to for this upcoming weekend at the NCAA Final Four in Indianapolis. We have 4 great clubs for the best basketball programs in the nation, and I guarantee you, you're going to see 3 of the best games out there. I'll be back to discuss everything as far as what I expect for the national title game this Monday night, but this is how I see things going down this Saturday night in Indy. Folks, as always, I want to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And we also have the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Please feel free to check it out and like it. As always, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.